Welcome back. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. This is Sound Effect on KPLU, and today we're telling stories of war and peace. Pretty soon after Iraqi surgeon Fareed Alani finished medical school, he found himself practicing combat medicine. This was in the 1980s, and Iraq was in a bloody war with Iran. After it wound down, Alani went to work in a regular hospital doing orthopedic surgery. But with Iraq entangled in a string of conflicts, he never really stopped dealing with the aftermath of violence. Still, he was able to keep some distance from it, at least for a while. Alani lives in the Seattle area now. He explained how he wound up here, beginning with what it was like to practice medicine in Iraq in the years after the U.S. invasion.
In the beginning, there was every week two or three explosions, and when you go early in the morning to the hospital, you will face a lot of people who need your help. When you see a lot of people who are wounded severely, or you see bodies of dead people, for sure you will feel something abnormal and you will say, why is this happening? And what's the end of this?
Dealing day in and day out with the results of this violence and the danger that you must have been living in, did you feel fear for yourself, for your own safety?
Well, not so much, because we were safe inside the hospital. So at that time, we only think about our patients.
Yeah, but that changed, right?
For sure, it changed. One day when I was leaving my clinic at night, I usually go back to my home by my car. And at that day, I remember very well, I cannot forget it, that two cars were following me. One stood in front of my car and one at the back. And they dropped me out of the car and they beat me a lot. They took me in one of their cars. They tied my eyes, they tied my legs and hands. After a while of driving the car, they dropped me in a house and they kept me tied eyes and hands and legs for about 3 days.
That must have been the loneliest feeling there.
Yeah, it is lonely, but you know, I think when you feel in fear, loneliness disappears. Fear is more severe, I think, than to feel lonely.
Yeah.
Because they can't do anything anytime, and you should expect that they do anything. Sometimes I hear them using their weapon.
Their gun.
Yeah, and I was
like cleaning it or doing something like that.
Yeah, like that. And I expect anytime one bullet will come directly to my head.
Wow.
And the way that they behave and let me hear these sounds, it's a way of threatening.
Did they yell at you? Did they ask you questions? Like, what were their interactions with you like?
For sure, they yelled, especially when they tried to pull me out of my car. And then they beat me many times and they pulled me by force and put me in the car. When we reached to the house, where they put me, yeah, they interrogated me completely and they talked about how much money do I have at home and how much money do I have at the bank. And every now and then they come and talk to me and leave me alone, threatening me in a way or another. Well, let me tell you, one day he asked me that, why your shoulder sometimes hurts you? I told him, possibly you may lift something heavy. As an orthopedic, I thought that he was asking me like that.
So he was asking you for medical advice?
No, really, he was threatening me in another way, but I thought it like, he is asking for a medical advice. Then he proceeded and still told me that, well, I'm asking you, if you use your gun for 5 times a day, killing others, would this hurt your shoulder or not?
Ooh.
So I told him, for sure it will. He's threatening me that he can kill me. I would be one of those 5 if he like.
Yeah, that's just chilling.
Yeah, it's not easy.
What did they want?
For sure, they were asking for money.
So they wanted a ransom from your family?
They took a ransom from my mother.
Yeah. Do you know who they were?
For sure, no. Nobody knows.
But they knew who you were?
For sure, they know everything about me. They told me all the story of my life. They told me that you work in this area and you work in this hospital and you gain a lot, this amount of money, your house in this area and your daughter's at that school. And this is the main thing that made me careful.
Yeah, what when they brought up your children and said that they knew what school they went to, what did you think?
The only thing that I thought at that time is that they are going to kidnap them. And I can't help them in that moment. And when I knew that they are talking about my daughters, I don't know. I was, as you say, hopeless. How can I help them? How can I prevent this? It's a bad, very bad, very bad feeling. It is more bad than what I have suffered at that time.
That fear, yeah. So I know kidnappings are not uncommon in Iraq, and there's a whole industry around kidnappings and demanding ransoms. Did you imagine that you would be released and that this is part of living in Iraq, or did you fear worse?
No. The usual thing that was passing, that after they get the ransom, they will kill the kidnapped person. Yeah. Fortunately, I returned to my family.
Yes, and what was that like to be released and to rejoin your family?
It's a mixed sensation. You feel happy. Again, you feel insecure. Because this has happened, possibly it will happen again. For me or for my brothers or for my daughters. It is not anymore secure to live in Iraq.
Do you feel that changed you?
Somehow, yes.
So what did you and your family decide to do?
They asked me to leave.
Your family asked you that? Yeah.
Yeah, because they said your life is more precious than anything. It's true that I have my career there. I have my fame. I worked hardly during these many years. I was a very successful surgeon there. I gained a lot of money. And I had my home, my car, my memories, my friends, my everything that one could dream in. But you have to leave it away because your life and the life of your family members is the most important thing.
How was it when you first arrived, adjusting to it, and how was it for your family also?
Yeah, fortunately, we have some people here. We don't know them, but they are working for us.
The International Rescue
Committee. Yeah, International Rescue Committee. They received us at the airport. And they travel us in cars into an apartment. And then after a while, not more than a few minutes, they told us that we are leaving you today just to have rest and we'll come to see you tomorrow. And they handed me the keys of the apartment and they told me, this is your apartment. Now get rest and tomorrow we'll talk. When we got to inside the rooms and we see that they have prepared everything. It's amazing. Yeah? There are people who are working for your rest. Yeah, and they don't know even your name. We felt at that time we have reached a different culture, or let us say different environment. Peaceful and helpful and friendly.
Yeah. Can you say more about what it's like to experience somewhere where you feel safe enough to rest after you've been in a place where you just must be on your toes constantly?
When I was there in my home country, when I leave my home to the clinic, my wife calls me twice or thrice. When I leave, I phone her and call her. I have reached to this point, so she would be calm. When my daughter goes to school in Iraq, we usually drive them to the school and sometimes we wait for them until they finish because we are not sure that they will come alone safely. Well, here in the United States, it is about 4 o'clock now and I left them at 8 o'clock from morning. And I haven't called them because I feel they are safe and they feel they are safe. Sometimes memories of the war in Iraq or the conflict in Iraq and the process of kidnapping and endangering my family sometimes comes to my mind. But, you know, since I came to the United States, I feel safe. I feel comfortable completely. Not only me, my wife, and my two daughters.
Well, Dr. Farid Alani was an orthopedic surgeon in Baghdad, in Iraq, and resettled to Seattle in December, where he's been ever since and works with the International Rescue Committee here. Well, thank you so much, Farid.
Thank you very much. You're welcome anytime.